come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
I was just wondering if I might skip out a little bit early for the holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
Of course. It's a holiday and a weekend.
We gotta go off for a weekend special at the Holiday Inn.
It's not my first choice for a holiday weekend, but...
A civilized grown-up holiday.
I hope you're enjoying your holiday.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday, the beginning for some of a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Because some people don't even bother coming in on Friday.
Some people don't. I almost didn't.
70% of people don't work the Friday before Memorial
Day. I was about to be a part of that 70%, remember?
Oh, yeah, I know. You were gonna skip out and go early down to the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to the Ozarks?
Yes, but we can only talk about that right now since it's so early because it's a surprise for some other people.
Ooh,
nice. So we can only talk about it. No,
are you going to Party Cove?
I have no, I don't know. We rented a big, like a yacht thing for like all day Saturday. Right,
you probably will.
Okay.
When you go there, just FYI, before you jump in the water, look at the water. And when you see that film of whatever is on top of it, don't get in.
Like jump in unless I'm absolutely hammered at Branched Oak Lake.
Yeah.
Then I will. But otherwise, if it's a body of water, I'm not doing it. If it's a body of water, I'm not doing it. And if it's a body of water, I'm not doing
it. You're gonna come out of that lake. If you just dip your toe into it, you instantly are coated in like 5 different STDs.
Oh, gosh.
You've got to be so careful.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, it's so gross. We went down to the Lake of the Ozarks for my brother-in-law's bachelor party. And one of the guys... He asked me for my cowboy hat. I'm like, why? He goes, just give it to me. So I give it to him. He puts it on. And there's this boat of like sorority chicks coming by.
Oh, my
God.
He
stands up on the edge. And his thought process was, I'm going to wave at him, drop your hat, and flip into the water.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what you call showboating?
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Hey. Wait till you hear what happened. Hey. He takes the hat off, holds it out, drops it in the boat, goes to flip. But his feet slip. So instead, he hits his head on the side of the boat.
No!
His foot went up where the window is and sliced. So like he had like a 4-inch cut on his foot. Falls into the water. So we get him out. He's all embarrassed, bleeding everywhere. Oh, we take him to the hospital. Listen, I've never seen someone receive as many shots because he was in that water.
Yeah, I bet.
These people are like, where were you? Yeah, yeah.
They were like, that's it. That's it. It's a total loss. Throw it all away.
They're like, where were you? And he goes, oh, we were in Party Cove and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, sir, you're going to need a lot of preventatives.
Sir, we're going to have to give you some very strong things.
I'm almost positive they sent him down to the local clinic to check for an STD just from
and they set him up with a therapist for when he got back home.
Oh, my God. It was the best thing I've ever seen.
Well,
though.
Considering although I'm almost 30 and I just can't swim very well. I mean, I can swim. I just can't hold my breath underwater, really. I will not be doing any of those antics.
No.
So
you can guarantee that I will not be. Well, actually, I don't want to guarantee that. Never mind.
Party Cove, they tie all the boats together.
Yep.
So there'll be like a string of 100 boats.
I've
tied
seen
together.
The internet, Nick.
Yeah. Well, so in that same party. All these dudes are all fresh out of the military, just goobers, and they're afraid to go up to this like double decker boat of sorority chicks.
Okay.
And they want to get on there. They want to party with these girls, but they're like freaking out. So I ran down like 60 backs of people's boats because I didn't want to get in the water.
You're like the messenger boy.
Yeah, well, I ran down and grabbed 2 bottles of Patron because what sorority chick doesn't like that?
Right.
And I ran all the way back and I go, ladies, those guys just got out of the military. We're on a bachelor party and we need to party.
And
they're like, come on up.
You're the MVP.
Like, yeah.
You're the MVP.
I know. That's hilarious. And then I ran back to the boat. And just hung out because I was a newly married man and I did not want any piece of being on a boat with sorority chicks.
Yeah,
not
I even packed close. Last night so I could just leave from here and go straight there. And I made sure the last 2 things I put in the back of my SUV were a big bottle of Tylenol and a beer bong.
Oh, my God.
So I said, great, I'm bringing the drugs and the beer bong.
I told these ladies, I go, you see that group of guys swimming out there? They all just got back from Iraq where they've been out, you know, gunfire, all that stuff, brave guys, but they're all scared of you. So, like, if you could let them up here, that'd be super cool.
Brilliant.
And they were like, come on up.
Awesome.
And I was like, man, how can you all be so macho and tough and at the same time scared of a bunch of sorority girls?
One thing you might want to throw into your repertoire, I know you've got the ibuprofen or whatever to come with it just in case, but a friend of mine, Jessica, used to work down in the Ozarks, the Party Cove area. She lives in Key West now, but she was a part of like, it's called Booze Bandage. And it's like a band-aid.
Are those patches?
Yeah.
I know I need to find
them. I
think
they started down in that area.
My friend out western Nebraska, her and her husband literally like live on those.
Yeah. They were created, I believe, in the Ozarks
because
of all of the stuff that goes
on. I'm going to pick up Pedialyte if I have time after this, but if I can find the booze patches, booze band-aids, whatever,
booze
I will.
Bandage, yeah. Booze bandage. Check it out.
Google it.
I'll be there for you. But yeah, there you go. So let's get the weekend started.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husky. Nick.
Or just a Friday for others. We'll have a free fun Friday out of context contest. Get you a redneck review of A Quiet Place 2. Jungle John will swing by. We'll ask you about your Memorial Day weekend plans. And if it's horrible, then you might win some tickets. We'll get that and more coming.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
I literally could listen to this thing front to back every time.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
The Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 soundtrack. Because there are so many good songs off this album, these two albums that they put together. Because, I mean, Star-Lord's from the 80s, and so he knows the 70s and 80s music. Like this one here.
Oh.
They did a good job of picking out the non-crappy 80s music.
Right. They mixed in a great mix of everything.
And there's some amazing 70s rock in there.
Some Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Yeah.
Got Queen.
Wow, this is a banger of an album.
It's a great album.
And listen to the entire thing front to back and not find a bad song on this. I mean, like every single one of them resonates in your head. You know.
Yeah.
All the music, and you know the scenes from the movie,
You can hear, like, three beats.
Right, that's all you have to hear. It's just a little bit of it, and you go. But we did ask you a question yesterday on the Kix Morning Show page to give away some Disney on Ice tickets.
Ooh.
What album can you play from front to back without any skips? Like, you can listen the entire thing and not get tired of it.
Let's see.
Eric Church got the most love was Carolina. I mean, the Carolina album alone.
Yeah.
Is probably.
That's a really good one.
Because you can listen to that sucker front to back, and you're going to get a bunch of hits all the way through. Ain't Killed Me Yet. Got Love Your Love the Most. Got Smoke a Little Smoke.
Dang, that's a great album.
Yeah. Hell on the Heart.
I'll be honest with you. Desperate Man would be their Church album.
Desperate Man?
Yeah. Yeah, that album is, I think, the greatest album I've ever heard in my life. The other album I can listen to front to back is...
mine is
50 Cent, Get Busy Living, Die Trying, whatever it is. Living it.
Get Rich, Die Trying?
His first album.
Oh, yeah.
I could spit every lyric of that album for you without hesitation.
My Eric Church front to back would be 2014, The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Go, show.
You know why? It's because my wife and I started dating the week that came out.
Yeah,
every party we went to, played that CD.
Gosh.
So like I know every word to every song.
I think Ashley's is funny. She says, embarrassingly enough, it's Frozen.
Oh, yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah, no.
I got a daughter.
You go through the entire thing and you know, I mean, the first soundtrack for sure. The second one, it's kind of like, it's okay. But the first one...
Oh, no.
I've never seen this movie.
Your daughter just was too old.
Is that what
Trust
it was?
Trust me. The second album actually
really good.
Bangs my daughter. My daughter listens to that all the time. We get in the car and she's like, Daddy, play Frozen or Frozen 2. And then we listen to it and sing it at the top of our lungs.
Oh,
you guys don't even know... how well I can sing these songs, all right?
Oh, I bet.
I'm sure you're a pro.
We drive with the windows down on the truck, and my neighbors, if they're outside, they'll hear us, my daughter and I, coming around the corner, and we don't sing it. We scream it as loud as we can as we go through.
Bailey's screaming Frozen.
What's the most embarrassing one, though, that you don't want to admit? I got one for you that you guys will laugh pretty hard at.
Okay,
I just tweeted about it the other day.
Okay.
So I was sitting in the gym, I'm lifting weights, and all of a sudden over the speakers plays a little Limp Bizkit. And I was like, oh my God, Significant Other, that whole album.
Oh,
I could sing every word to that Limp Bizkit album.
Okay, but that's not that embarrassing.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Ooh.
That's
really?
So
Limp
embarrassing.
Bizkit? Limp Bizkit's kind of cool.
Stuff.
Oh my God, their cover of Faith. That's like one of my go-to karaoke songs.
I think probably my most embarrassing album to admit to would be the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. That album is actually I try to do all the parts.
Just cups
all
alone
the acapella
is like
parts.
Perfect because you can sing along to all of.
I just got a text message from one of my old roommates, and they said, "Oh yeah, Mister sings the entire Justified album from Justin Timberlake."
That
in the
too.
Shower.
That's a banger though.
That's a good one. That's a good one too.
No problem. Right.
You can keep sharing yours on our Facebook page, the Kix Morning Show page. And we're going to hook folks up with a 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 5th, the 7 o'clock show, which will be a lot of fun. We'll have another.
Any Joe Diffie album, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Well, John Deere Green, we're good.
Absolutely. Let's go a little Lil Wayne, too. Got to throw Lil Wayne in there.
Might as well.
All the time. All the time, dude.
Fleetwood Mac. Up.
Yeah.
Anything
Fleetwood Mac is fine.
It's all day long.
You could.
Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So, Kix Morning Show page, if you want to be a part of that and win Disney on Ice tickets, we'll have your chance to win more Disney on Ice tickets coming up a little bit later on in the show. We'll also have tickets to this guy.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
We've got Carly Pierce's ideal weekend plans, Jason Aldean's lavish recording studio, a little peek inside, and why Luke Combs sometimes doubts himself.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So you can watch along on Nitty on Facebook KX.
Hair looks lovely today.
969. My hair looks amazing, doesn't it? Thank you.
You should quasi bleach it so it's that color.
Honestly, yeah. I kind of want to actually color my hair this color.
You should.
It's really cool.
You should.
Thank God for Amazon. Okay, anyways. Memorial Day weekend is here, the unofficial start to the summer. And if you're looking for Carly Pierce, there's a good chance you can find her outside, but do not approach her because she wants to be alone.
I like to be outside, whether it's in my backyard, going for a run, taking lunch outside, anything that involves just being outside and being just away from people.
What my a great Lord. Memorial Day weekend.
She delivered that very well.
Just away
almost
from people.
Too
That's
believably.
Nice.
Hey, you know what? A little quiet time is not bad.
Gosh,
that's okay.
I do identify a lot with that Carly Pierce just said. That's kind of nice.
But yeah, you're going to go dive into the Paradise Cove at Ozarks. I
mean, yes.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yes. So while you may think recording an album is glamorous, and for some people it is, Jason Aldean is proving that's not always the case. He shared a video from the studio where he's recording his next album, so that's a fun fact, showing off his what you would call lavish digs if you're trying to make a really dumb joke, because there was literally pieces of the ceiling, like, falling apart.
Okay. So we're in the studio today cutting the 10th album, and I'm sure everybody thinks that when we come to the studio, it's, like, really lavish and cool and all that, but I'm going to just show you a couple things here. And then there's this new stuff that I guess they've come out with called cardboard. You need to fix a leak. There's that.
That's hilarious.
That was a part of the ceiling that was like falling apart, essentially, and a hole that was covered with cardboard.
Sometimes those are the best studios. I mean, Studio City in California was a dirty place where they would pee in the corner.
Yeah.
And yet it was like the best sound you'd ever get.
There are still a few studios and stuff in Nashville, and I'm sure there's plenty more that like people just don't even know about, but I know there's common knowledge of a few studios where there's like the carpeted walls still, and it just smells like cigarettes still.
But like the best studio to record. Is that the same place where they had the trash panda was in their trash can?
Yeah. Luke Combs says the hardest part of writing his pandemic song 6 Feet Apart was that he didn't want it to come off in the wrong way, which I do remember when it first came out. I thought, ooh, that's kind of dicey. And he did say, quote, the night before I texted the guys and said, should we do something where we address the elephant in the room? We ended up being on the same page, and I think we wrote it in maybe 2 hours. And his concern was that, like, well, one, he didn't want it to be too cheesy, because right. when I first heard the title, I was like, oh, yeah. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
There it is. But, of course, because he's a legend and right. he's sold his soul to the devil, I think it's
something
amazing.
Like to think he was touched by an angel.
He was.
His voice just ding.
You're right. Just a little bloop, like a boop.
Why does he have to be the devil?
A boop
Why does
on
have
his
to be
nose.
The devil? What if he just is like a little angel? Was like, you can ding. Sing.
He's like
you
a cherub, right? Those little naked babies.
Yeah. Man,
this Luke, you imagine Luke comes in a diaper?
That's I never
what I'm
thought
saying.
About
you should be a little
Luke
angelic
Combs like
cherub.
That till now, and I'm not mad that I am. Just so you know, I'm pretty
someone
okay
needs
with
to
it.
Photoshop it. That's all I'm saying. Not naked, naked, but like you know, like
in the
a,
diaper
like a baby,
with the
like
wings,
little diapers,
the little bone arrow. Wings.
Yeah. And then he also said he didn't want to seem like he was profiting off of the awfulness of the world, of course, by right. putting out this song. But like we've said before, it still turned out to be a banger, mm-hmm. and we're not surprised in the least.
No,
we hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. It is upon us, and I can guarantee you, your country stars are probably going to come out with some pretty cool Instagram posts and tweets and stuff oh, yeah. while they take a little bit of time for themselves. Hopefully, so watch us on Twitter, KZKX969, and Instagram too, and we'll share those over for you. With the nitty gritty for Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Keep the fun rolling on a free fun Friday with some good news. If you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and we will pump it up. Coming up here in minutes, it's Kix.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Let's talk about the good that's out there, because there's a lot more good than there is bad, so let's get to the good. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to get it into the show at any point in time during good things. So if it's for today, get it in now. We'll jump in and add you to our list of good things that are happening out in the world today. Coriel, what's your good thing?
My good thing is really neat. It comes from the Make Lincoln Kind Again Facebook group. I love this group. It's really cool. And I believe it's pronounced Ilani. This woman had posted a picture of a scribbled note. Says, found your wallet in the cart. Here's $20 to turn your bad day into a great day. Ooh. And inside of it was a $20 bill. She said she had accidentally left her wallet in the cart at Hy-Vee, like the 52nd O Street one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was like days later, she's almost on empty. She realized like, oh gosh, oh no, where's my wallet? Starts freaking out and then calls Hy-Vee. Thankfully, they do have it. So first of all, that's a win that they even have the wallet. Yeah. But is there going to be money in it? Is there gonna like right. are things gonna be missing? Unfortunately, you have to think about those things. But mm-hmm. she goes to pick it up, and of course, tucked neatly inside was that note. She said, "quote This made me so emotional that I lost it right there walking out of the doors because I couldn't even make it to my car. So thank you so very much for your kindness. I'll be paying it forward in your honor. I hope you see this.
That's awesome.
So if you left the $20 bill to make Ilani's bad day into a great day in her wallet, well, she thanks you kindly.
That's awesome. Aww. Very
good. Tell me something good.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
Oh, a couple days ago, my family got in a pretty good car accident, and they're all okay, which is my main good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it was scary for me. I was busy doing something. I didn't have my phone on me, and I didn't even find out till like 3 hours later. Panic was like, I can't even tell you. But they got in a car accident over on 19th and Old Cheney, and they were in the wrong lane after they got hit. Cars were swerving around them. And my wife said that, like 10 people ran out of their houses, over there at 19th and Old Cheney and pulled my kids out of the car and helped my wife out of the car. And I can't thank you guys enough. So thank you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is incredible.
Definitely a good thing about
and everyone's
that.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's good. Bumps and bruises, we're all right.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, I just appreciate those people being there when I couldn't. So thank
That's
you.
That's awesome. My good thing is it is graduation weekend. And so congrats goes out to all of the seniors graduating high Yay. School. Last night was Lincoln East.
Okay.
And then Lincoln High is tonight, then Southeast, Northeast, and Southwest on Saturday, and then North Star and East.
Why do they lump them together like that? Is it just because of the student body like size?
They want to try to spread it out as much as possible so they can. And you're using Pinnacle Bank Arena only. They used to do Pinnacle Bank Arena and Devaney.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So they could split it up and just have it like that Saturday, Sunday type of thing.
Right.
But because of pandemic, they didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
So they were planning ahead. It is open to everybody, which is fantastic. You can watch the ceremonies live online as well at LPS.org.
So you mean I can watch Tristan graduate?
Yeah, you can. He'll be graduating Saturday at 12:30.
That makes it feel so old.
He has... Okay.
That's so cool.
A little inside baseball. He has an outfit underneath his cap and gown that I don't know if a lot of people will.
Oh, is he wearing what you do underneath your jeans?
No, he's actually wearing like clothes. He will be in a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
And like special kind of shorts and everything, and special shoes too. That we got at Vans. So he was super excited about. So
I love it.
He's kind of Have you seen the movie Jack with Robin Williams where he goes from like a little kid to an adult old man real fast? So Jack's outfit almost with the Hawaiian shirt and the tennis.
I forgot that movie existed. I was obsessed with that movie.
Yeah. So that'll be his outfit Saturday at 12:30 when he walks across the stage.
Well, congrats to you there, Dad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Got two done with high school, so.
You did it.
We'll see what they do with the rest of their lives. But hopefully not go into radio. That's
whatever you do, do not follow in Dad's footsteps.
Do not do this.
That's just a few good things going on this week.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you a redneck review of one of the quietest movies ever.
When I wake up. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Now, there's a new movie out this week, and I thought about asking the... absolutely gorgeous Coriel Thomas to go see this with me.
Ooh.
Problem is, when we're on Netflix and chilling, A Quiet Place is not what that house is. Let me tell you. I mean, I'm just saying, like, we turn the volume on the show up, y'all.
Yeah, too many laughs, too many giggles.
If there's giggling going on, I'm embarrassed. But anywho, there's a new movie out called A Quiet Place 2. It's a sequel to A Quiet Place, which was an outstanding movie where it was super scary. Here's your preview.
Run. Ew, creepy.
Why he came all the way up here.
There's nothing left.
Please. There are people out there worth saving.
You don't know, do you? I do. Left. They're not the kind of people worth saving.
Wow.
Ooh, just hearing the audio back.
All right, speaking of hearing audio back, JP, play the beginning of the preview, and I'll have you stop it, because there's a sound in there that is super familiar.
Run.
Right here. Hang on.
Here it comes.
That noise right there?
Yes.
That's the noise that Coriel makes when she whispers in my ear, and I know that we're going to make out. She's got this weird... Oh, yeah. She sounds like a monster that's here to eat me.
That clicking sound? And it's,
I'm like, sweet
monster?
Talk me, girl. Sweet talk me.
That's funny.
You know just how
my eyes
to
go,
make me
my eyes go
really
black.
Happy. Yeah, and then she's like,
hilarious.
This is where I bought your head off.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, and it's like, it was worth it, girl. That's, you know, that's how that
Cooter,
is.
Stop. But
listen, I'm just sharing
Cooter,
some of our personal
this.
Time
stop.
Hanging out. Jackson don't care.
No, he might be listening.
He too. Doesn't care. That's when he's off pretending to be the lead singer for
Zach Brown Band.
Yeah. And he's writing
songs.
So
Zach Brown's?
Yeah. That's who he is. Your boyfriend.
Oh, Lord. What? Cooter Bocephus.
He just
on.
Is a purdy man. I don't know what true. To tell you. Anywho, I'm going to give this movie 4 bags of pork rinds. Yet again, you're going to sit there and think to yourself, am I being too loud during this movie? Because it's quiet. It's right. a quiet place. But it's a great movie. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus, and I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Coming up next. Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
They actually even put out like a list of the quietest snacks to eat while you're watching A Quiet Place 2.
What, they licorice?
Had Twinkies, Listerine strip, an IV of popcorn butter, gummy bears, and marshmallows.
Listerine strip is a snack?
It's perfect if you've got a craving for a mint because gum is also a no. You don't want to be chewing gum in that movie.
Yeah, and you can't crack down on mints.
Right, exactly.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
So there you go. Head to the movies. It'll be worth it. Coming up, we'll get you what's trending and a round of Out of Context contest for you to play along and win.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
3.
Just in time for Memorial Day weekend, Jungle John surprising everyone with some new members to the zoo.
Ooh.
Yes, this is big news because they're very, very tall and very, very hard to miss.
Yeah.
There are 2 new giraffes joining the herd
Yay.
At Lincoln Children's Zoo. The names are Zawadi and Ruby. If you want to see them, of course, go to lincolnzoo.org and get your tickets. Or keep listening for Jungle John to hang out with us just after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he'll
and
be
you
here.
Can watch it on Facebook KX Mornings. He should be able to give you a little behind-the-scenes preview of Zawadi and Ruby.
I think that's the plan.
Wow. Yeah, so that's make it a plan to maybe go check it out over Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, and then Facebook Live coming up at 9:10 with Jungle John this morning. Last night was the night that, well, I mean, pretty much all day, the Friends fans were busy watching the reunion.
How many times did you watch it, JP?
Twice. How many times did you cry during it?
At least 100 times.
Really?
Oh, really?
I like so many laugh cries just because it's so funny, especially to watch them talk about, because they have not been together as a group in 17 years. They did the rap party.
That's
they tore
so
down
nuts.
The stage because they had another pilot that was going to be filming there the next day. So, like, all this stuff has
it
been in
storage.
Just went
away so fast.
It did. Yeah. And so they busted it all out, set it all back up, had them come out, and they did some they did some table reads of some of the most iconic scenes. They did some stuff live in front of a studio audience.
Yeah.
They did stuff live with James Corden as the host.
Nick, did you watch it?
No.
I didn't get around to it. I was way too busy, but I'm going to.
This weekend, if you're a huge Friends fan, you will love
it. I'm not even a huge Friends fan. I just want to watch it.
It's iconic. And they did ask the question.
Yeah, the first season, I had a major crush on Jen. At some point we were both crushing hard on each other, but it was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship and we never crossed that boundary.
I remember saying one time to David, it's going to be such a bummer if the first time you and I actually kiss is going to be on national television. Sure enough.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh
they were crushing on each other so bad in the first two seasons.
Did they replay the clip?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can you just see it?
They redid the table read of the two of them and the first time Ross and Rachel kiss. And it's just like, it was so iconic. But yeah, they asked if any of the cast members had any relationships with each other. And those two almost did.
But instead,
they used all of that energy on stage for Ross and Rachel, the characters.
It's a showman. That's what you call a showman.
Exactly.
I feel like one day in 17 years, we're all going to get together and Cooter Bocephus and Coriel are going to have a similar story.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Except for our love language is like combing through each other's hair for bugs and lice.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's adorable.
If you get a chance to the Friends reunion, lots of fun. Tom Selleck, Lady Gaga shows up.
Cool.
A bunch of the characters from the show. It's a lot of fun.
One!
To the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
One of the iconic games was the game of the century between Nebraska and Oklahoma. And we get that game this year, but Oklahoma
was
pretty...
Well, it's a big anniversary, too, right?
It's the 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. Yeah. And Oklahoma was pretty torqued off by the planning of the...
11 a.m. start.
The 11 a.m. start for this game.
They didn't know that Nebraska only plays 11 a.m. games now? Was that something that they missed the
memo? What is with it?
Memo?
I don't understand.
So the vice president and the athletic director for Oklahoma came out and said, we are bitterly disappointed that the great Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry on its 50th anniversary of the game of the century is going to have an 11 a.m. kickoff. We tried every possible venue to proactively make our case. The Big 12 Conference also supported all our strenuous efforts to secure a more traditional time that would honor this game and our fans. However, in the end, the TV partner chose to exercise its full contractual rights and deny that request.
Oh,
I have to give the Big 12 credit because they were all aboard on this, trying to help them. And it's because they were excited to have Nebraska playing one of their key teams again, you know, since we used to be there.
So it boiled down to the TV show, like the TV network of saying, no, we're airing this at 11.
Yeah, they got other games they're airing during the prime slots. We're just going to, I mean, there's a positive way and a negative way to think of it. I could tell you this, one of the reasons Oklahoma's mad is because there's going to be a lot of fanfare for that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised. I have to look at the other games. Maybe they could get, whatchamacallit to be there, ESPN to show up.
Yeah.
But the big thing is recruiting. Oklahoma was going to bring in a ton of recruits.
Yeah.
And these 11 a.m. games, these kids play it, you know, Friday night.
Yeah.
It's hard to turn around
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock,
and get there
10,
to do anything besides just see the game. So 11 a.m. games are hard on recruiting. They can be for that. But
whatever.
That game's
we'll
still
just
gonna
have
be
to
fun.
Start at 5 a.m.
I just hope we get out there and give them a really good game and
it's
close and it, you know, honors the. All the different games. I mean, think about how many really good Nebraska-Oklahoma games.
So many good ones.
For those, for you youngsters out there that don't remember these, they were freaking amazing.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The throwback to Crouch. There's just so many games that you can think of where it just amazing, amazing games.
Well, that rivalry is going to kick back in, but an 11 a.m. start. And we actually have six games now on the Husker slate that have been announced time-wise. So
yeah, they're all almost
they're all
over 11.
Yeah, it's like 11 There's or 2:30.
Breakfast
There's
and
one
beers.
That's 2:30.
Breakfast
that's
and right. beers. It'll be all right.
Sausages and shots.
I actually like, from a fan perspective, 11 a.m. games because I like to get down there at like 7 and start my beverage intake and grilling food and stuff.
It's nice and cool-ish.
Yeah, then you do the game, and then after the game, you got all evening to go tailgate more and hang out.
There you go. We'll be in the rail yard like always for Husker football. That's what's trending.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
One more footnote is Husker baseball. Their final regular season setup is at Haymarket Park, Hawksfield, this weekend.
Sold out, right?
Yep, sold out against Michigan. That's going to be a fun, fun weekend. Coming up, just about time for some out-of-context contest. Going to hook you up with some Raising Cane's, if you know our show. That's coming up in minutes. It's Kicks.
What the heck were you thinking?
Super common Squirtle.
What in the world were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Oh,
waiting
no.
for the day she pops a question.
Oh, no.
Hopefully over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's time once again to play Out of Context Contest and hook you up some Raising Cane's combos.
Yeah.
If you can figure out what we're talking about. So 466-9696. We need three of you to line up and play the game. And get the hookup before Memorial Day weekend.
We said these things, but what were we actually talking about?
Right. So 466-9696. We will play the game on Facebook Kicks Morning Show as well in 3 minutes.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Super common Squirtle.
What in the world were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Oh,
waiting
no.
for the day she pops a question.
Oh, no.
Hopefully over the radio.
Oh, yeah.
What you thinking
is? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of fun. It's time once again to play Out of Context contest. That was last week. What is in store this week?
Is it fixed so that Coryell doesn't have to repeat everything?
It was supposed to be.
God willing.
It means no.
I don't know. Our boss, Rob, said it'll be taken care of. So we've got Randy, Scott, and Kevin to play the game this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning.
All right, chance to play and win yourself some Raising Cane's with Out of Context Contest. Take it away, Husker Nick.
All right, my man, here's what we got going on. We pulled some audio out of the show from this week. It is going to be out of context. We're going to play it for you, and then I've got an A, a B, and a C, because I understand every once in a while for like 30 seconds y'all might tune out the show and not get to listen to everything. We all got to go to the bathroom sometimes, so no big deal. So I'll give you an A, a B, or a C. Two of them are hopefully jokes, and one of them is the truth. You just got to figure that out. Here if you miss it, stay on the line, because sometimes we cycle back to the first person,
yeah.
Okay?
All right, here we go. First one for Out of Context Contest.
Really I would funny. Just beat the brakes off that monkey, just so you know. Could you hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
A, Husker Nick was talking about the first time he saw Pam Anderson on Baywatch running in slow motion down the beach while he was in seventh grade. Beat the brakes off that monkey. That was a really good joke. Yeah. Hopefully nobody's kids got.
No, that was so good.
B, Husker Nick thinks he can fight King Kong because King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Beat the brakes off that monkey. Or C, Nick tried to fight a monkey in Costa Rica that was throwing Coke cans out of a tree in the middle of a rainforest. Beat the brakes off that monkey.
What do you think it is, Kevin?
What do you got?
Well, I don't think it's C because I don't know how there's Coke cans in the middle of a rainforest. So I'm going to go with B because I don't think it's A. Either.
It is not B.
It is not.
Oh, I made this
That's
one hard.
Okay.
Stay on the line, Kevin.
Come back
stay
around.
Stay on the line.
We go Scott. To Scott. Go good to morning, Scott.
Scott, happy good Friday. Morning. You got a good long weekend ahead of you?
Yep, going to the lake.
Hey, yeah. There you go, buddy. All right, if you go fishing, catch one for me.
All right,
so is it A, I was talking about the first time that I saw Pamela Anderson on Baywatch running down the beach in slow motion? God. Or C, Husker Nick tried to fight a monkey in Costa Rica that was throwing Coke cans out of a tree in the middle of a rainforest at him.
What do you think it is, Scott?
We're going with A.
It is not.
It is not A.
Wow.
Okay.
Hold on the line, Scott.
All right, hang on.
We go to Randy, and Randy, the answer is?
C.
Yes.
He was paying attention.
I was in Costa Rica in a rainforest hiking towards a turtle retreat to help keep some like abandoned like turtles safe.
Oh,
and this monkey hit me with a Coke can out of a tree and then jumped down and tried to fight me. And I told him I would throw it into the ocean because monkeys can't swim.
You'd beat the brakes off that monkey.
Yep, exactly.
Good job.
Nice job, Randy. Went to stick it out.
Man. Yeah,
that was an easy one.
Awesome. Don't worry, we might come back to the other
two. By
the way,
easy one. Those are fighting words.
Yeah. Randy. Randy's like one of my favorite names for a woman. That is a great name. Adorable. Awesome. All right, here we go.
Here's number two, an out-of-context contest.
I will be your forever poop donor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. We're friends. We're super friends. A, Coryell said she would let doctors replace all the dookie in Husker Nick's intestines with her dookie to help him feel better because her dookie don't stink.
I will be your forever poop donor.
Or B, poop donor is what Coryell thought you were if you gave someone your kidney, because she doesn't understand how kidneys work.
I will be your forever poop donor.
Or C, poop donor stands for plasma outer organ pressure donor, and she said she would help me because Nick is having a hard time with his blood pressure.
I will be your forever poop donor.
What do you think it is,
Randy? Is this one for me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't hear the initial part, but I'm going to guess C.
It is not C.
It is not C.
I completely made whatever that acronym was.
That's not
real. Plasma power organ pressure donor.
That's okay.
She says you fooled me.
Hang on the line. We can come back to you. We go to Kevin.
Go back to Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Was Coriel saying she'd let doctors replace my dookie in my intestines with her dookie because it's healthy and it would her poo doesn't stink? Or was poop donors what Coriel thought you were if you gave someone your kidney because she doesn't understand how the kidney works?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to remember when I worked at Coriel at the fort. Would she know if...
Kevin, hi! If you say B, I'm going to kill you.
She did graduate from Doan, so you got to...
Okay, I'm going to say A so she doesn't kill me.
It's A. You nailed it.
That's funny.
I need some dignity here.
All right. So Kevin's got a point now. Got to get this one to win the game and the Raisin Cane's. Here's the final one in Out of Context contest.
He was a guy that I always looked at like, man, he just does it right.
Okay.
A, Husker Nick was talking with Coriel and JP about how Leo DiCaprio has that thing where he only dates 24-year-old girls and then dumps them and then dates a girl till she's 24. He gets older, they all stay the same. He was a guy that I always looked at like, man, he just does it right.
Okay.
Or B.
Kenny Mayne, who was on SportsCenter and retired this week, I always thought he was an awesome anchor on SportsCenter. He was a guy that I always looked at like, man, he just does it right. Or C, Ron Jeremy. He was a guy that I always looked at like, man, he just does it right.
What do you think it is, Kevin?
I really don't know what I think about this one, actually.
That's funny.
A, B, or C?
I gotta know if it's C or not. I gotta go with C.
Yeah. I was originally gonna make that A, and I thought, I'll wait till the end.
That's gonna be the
okay, so we go to Scott.
So hang on the line, Kev.
All right, Scott. Is it A, Leo DiCaprio, because he dates only 24-year-olds? Look it up. Every girl he dates from 21 yes. to 24. Dumps them and then dates a 21-year-old until so they weird. Turn 24.
Yep. Or
even
B.
in his like 40s.
Or B.
Or B, Kenny Mayne, who is the SportsCenter anchor who retired this week that has all the jokes.
I'm going with B.
Good job, Scott.
I do got a shout out.
Kevin for going for the joke.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin. He's like, I'll buy my own Raisin Cans. I'm going to go with Ron.
That's funny.
I feel like a lot of men in their late 30s are relating to that Pamela Anderson joke I made
earlier.
Yes,
Steven commented, LMAO, Husker Nick, Pam Anderson.
Nice job, Scott. You got yourself some Raisin Cans this weekend.
Nice.
Right. Hey, brother, thanks for playing. Hang on the line. Thank you to Randy. Thank you to Kevin as well for playing this round of Out of Context Contest.
Brittle.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, the most eye-roll Memorial Day weekend plan could win you tickets. We'll get into that on the way with a free fun Friday. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, it's Kicks.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
First big holiday weekend of the summer. School's out.
School is out.
95% of people have this weekend off, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
Is what was listed in a recent survey. But what are you going to do with said holiday weekend?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, there we go. Husker Nick.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
95% of people going to be partying.
Well, they're not. Maybe you got a lame holiday plan.
Uh-oh.
You know, I know plenty of people that have lame holiday plans.
What are you doing, JP? I know Coriel's busy, but...
Well, okay. While I love that my son is graduating high school,
yeah.
Why is that Memorial Day weekend?
Has it always been Memorial Day weekend?
It's been like ever since, like, well, 2 years ago when Serena graduated high school, it was.
Dang.
It's like, okay, you can't go on a trip because you got your kid graduating high school, and then all the graduation parties that are happening Saturday and tonight, Saturday and Sunday.
They're just preparing the kids for college because God knows in college, anytime you might have time off for a weekend, they're going to give you a paper to do or something else dumb like that. Like, oh, hey, you guys, spring break's here. Massive test the day you come back. Be ready. Hope you're studying while you're in Mexico, you turds. That's usually what the teachers turds. Say, I think. Yeah, they're mean like that.
So I was just wondering who else has got kind of the lamest, eye-rollest type Memorial Day weekend plan.
I know I'm gone having a lot of fun, and my boyfriend's back here, and he just keeps making little digs at it.
Oh, no. He's going to be playing Call of Duty all weekend, making pizza rolls.
He keeps yucking it up like it's going to be so boring. Yes.
He texted me the other day.
Did he really?
Want to do... Yes.
Well, please hang out with him because he seems pretty bummed.
You're like, boosh, see ya. And he's like, I got a weekend, and it's a three-day weekend.
He's just trying to appease me, make me feel better. Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be so boring without you.
I'm going to be so sad.
As soon as he knows I'm out of the state, he's like, yeah!
Yeah, he checks his packed calendar for parties that he's all going to. Oh, my God.
Okay,
don't think he's going to be bored.
Not everybody has a chock-full weekend.
Yeah, my buddy Brandon, unfortunately, has to go to his in-laws and help them with their roof. That's his entire weekend.
Oh,
really?
He just messaged me. He's like, yeah, I got to go take care of my in-laws' roof. That's
a big
my weekend.
Cringe.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to me.
Someone's got to have a lamer one than that.
Probably.
A more eye-roll Memorial Day weekend lined up.
Well, if they do, we've got a 4-pack of Disney on Ice tickets for them.
For next weekend. You know what?
Yeah,
that's
for next
great.
Weekend.
That's
we're going
to
make it up.
We can't get you out necessarily this weekend.
Right.
But if you want to try to win with the lamest Memorial Day weekend plans, you can call us.
Yep. Let's do it.
And we'll get you hooked up.
Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
466-9696, or you can message the show, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. What's the most eye-roll Memorial Day weekend plans?
Yes. This is something where you can actually win by being a loser.
Right. So 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Your ridiculous Memorial Day weekend plans.
The sadder, the better.
Yeah. And message us as well. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up. Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Your lame Memorial Day weekend plans. We will trade for a 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice next weekend at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
We'll make sure you have some fun.
It's like a buddy of mine is going to go to his mother-in-law and father-in-law's place and help them fix their roof. That's their Memorial Day plans. God. Can you beat that? Good morning, Melissa.
This weekend, I've been working on yard work, and I'm currently pulling up all of the river rock in two of my garden beds.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Literally sounds like a punishment.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix. Good morning, Brad. What are you doing this weekend?
So my wife is going out of town on a girls' weekend while I have to watch our 3-year-old and 1-year-old all weekend.
Oh, you have a 3-year-old and 1-year-old that would love to go to Disney on Ice,
I'm sure they would.
I bet.
Okay. Hi, Kix. Good morning, Alani.
I'm moving and cleaning out my old apartment.
Moving and cleaning. That sounds like fun.
I did that about a year ago today almost, and I feel your pain.
Moving is not something.
It is not fun.
You get extra time on the weekend to be able to do it.
It's so hard to do yourself, and even if you have a couple friends to help you like I did, it still takes forever.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Kelly. What are you doing this weekend that's lame?
Finding our septic tank. My yard looks like a... war zone.
My husband has
dug up everything in the yard with a backhoe. So we have like bunkers in our yard.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking about making a moat around our house.
I was going to say ultimate hide and seek at your place.
Wow. That doesn't sound like fun at all though.
No. I would bury some weird stuff in there.
And finally from Rod, what's your lame Memorial Day weekend plans?
Well, I didn't plan it. but my wife did.
Okay. What are you guys doing?
Taking care of her. I'm taking care of her all weekend after she has her colonoscopy and surgery today.
Oh.
But you know what? I'll be that guy if he gets tickets for my grandkids to go see Disney on Ice.
Oh, see? You're a good man.
Hey. Yep.
You gotta take one for the team. That's a smart play. All right, you can share yours on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Direct message us your lame Memorial Day weekend plans. We'll trade them
for not lame plans next weekend.
Disney on Ice next Saturday, Pinnacle Bank Arena. You could be a winner going into the Memorial Day weekend.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way. Imagine finding out your husband's cheating with a birth announcement.
Oh.
And tickets to see this guy live.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Drama in relationships. It's something we deal with kind of on a daily basis, whether it's couples therapy or date 'em or dump 'em.
Yeah.
And TikTok has become a place for drama. Including
people just air that out.
I love it.
The airing of the grievances.
I love how messy TikTok is.
It really has gotten that way. And this was one that deserves some Hollywood attention. As a TikTok user called for stories about cheating spouses. Check this out.
Tell me how you found out that your ex-spouse was cheating on you.
Say less. I have a great story. So about a week before our 10th wedding anniversary, I was in my office looking through the newspaper. At that time in the newspaper, they would publish birth announcements. The parents' names, sex of the baby, date they were born, what hospital, and if it was a boy or a girl. So I see my husband's name and some other female's name. No, it was his name because it was an unusual name. So I'm like, So I look at the hospital website where they had also would post pictures of new babies. Typed in his name and her first name. Sure enough, they had a baby boy a few days prior. But not only that, they had a baby girl about a year and a half before that. Yeah, that's how I found out I was being cheated on.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Tragic.
Can you imagine?
No.
You're at work as an ER nurse and reading the paper on your break that your husband has children. Not just a child, but children.
Stunned.
With another woman.
She's at the ER and she looks to her fellow nurse and says, I'm going to take a little break. incoming. You got one on the way. Be right back.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Okay, so, wait. How do you even juggle multiple lives like that?
When I worked at the railroad, there was dudes that had families in, like, the Council Bluffs area, and then had an entire other family in North Platte.
No.
Because they spent so much time back and forth. It's
no.
crazy.
What?
I've heard of truck drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they have that sort of thing.
I mean, I guess, depending on if your career allows for it, it's a little easier than you'd think. But
all these old dudes at the railroad, their big thing was, can't retire. Got two families.
I'm dead. This is insane.
So, it's crazy.
To continue the story, she found out about this on Wednesday. She took her kids out of school the next morning with instructions not to take the bus home, packed and went to a hotel room.
Yeah.
She then went home, packed her husband's clothes, and left them piled on his car, which was parked at the other woman's house.
She left it there
in a pouring rainstorm with a happy anniversary card on top.
Nice.
Yes, you love to see it. I mean, you hate to see it, but you love it.
For her, though, she did okay because the house is in her name.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, that's
so
what I'm saying.
She's okay. And then the happy ending to the whole thing, she revealed in the final clip that she's been married to one of her ex-husband's friends now for 8 years.
This woman wins.
All the revenge.
She wins.
That's a
How would you
great
feel to be the
story.
Revenge friend?
Oh, yeah, I know, all right? I mean,
she probably thinks she's a POS.
All of a sudden, he's like, dang it, was I just like a tool for revenge originally?
Yeah.
And then something came out of it? Oh, boy.
Yes, luckily I love you now.
So, whatever situation you're in,
oh my
kudos
God.
To Amy Addison for for the Man, handling the way she did.
Playbook.
Right, she handled it as best she could and as epically as she could.
Coming up
next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, the Free Fun Friday continues with the nitty gritty from Music City. A chance to play fake news for Disney on Ice tickets. Jungle John's coming by. And a big thing this Memorial Day weekend to hook you up with Eric Church tickets. Oh, and Garth Brooks tickets, too.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
And playing today for Disney on Ice tickets is Pam. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to give you some headlines. You just have to tell us which ones are real, which ones are fake. If you can quickly identify them, you're going to Disney on Ice next Saturday at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Yay!
All right?
Awesome.
All right, headline number one for fake news. New singing competition will have contestants perform in the nude. Is that a real or fake story?
Real.
I'm going to go real, too.
No, actually, that's fake.
What?
Although it seems like it could be something that would happen.
No kidding.
Headline number two. Oklahoma lawmaker announces $3 million bounty on Bigfoot. Is that a real or fake story?
Fake.
Would you like to change your answer?
True.
I'm going true.
You could earn a cool $3 million, but things might get hairy. Oklahoma State Representative Justin Humphrey took the floor at the Senate on Wednesday to announce an official bounty on Bigfoot in the state. He said an unnamed man in the state has partnered with him to offer $3 million for anyone who captures a live, unharmed Bigfoot.
So unharmed is the operative word there, because can you imagine finding Bigfoot and being like, can you come with me, please, sir, very nicely and quietly?
He took this to the House, and it's bill number 1648. It failed to pass in the state. So, because they were going to do annual dates, licensing, and fee systems.
What?
He went deep.
You could make a buck on that.
Right.
Oh, so, my God. Of course, that's real.
That's real. And then finally, South African pastor farts on people's faces to, quote-unquote, heal them.
True.
Is that a real or fake story?
Oh, no! I was hoping it was fake.
So, Pastor Christ Penelope in a village in South Africa.
His name is Christ?
Christ Penelope. Yeah.
Okay.
He's created a buzz online for his unorthodox methods of healing people after a photo of him sitting on the heads of people went viral. An attendee visiting the church complained, when we come to church, it's because we need prayers not to be farted on. However, Pastor Penelope has defended his methods, insisting that he is simply demonstrating the power of God.
Are you sure his name isn't Christ Penelope Poop?
Oh, geez, Coriel.
Did you see that title, JP, and wondered what all the stink was about?
Oh, Coriel. Wow.
Yes.
Those are pretty solid jokes.
Yes, laugh for me. Yes, Pam. Keep laughing.
Pam, you're a winner today.
Good job, Pam. News.
Stay on the line. We got a little bit more for you, but you're going to get hooked up with a pack of tickets to see Disney on
Honestly,
ice, okay?
You should have made that last one.
All right, thanks.
Number two, JP.
Wow.
I can't.
You're throwing them up. You hit them out of the park.
Just dingers.
Like Corey Allen, I hit dingers. So two big things for you. First of all, do not forget, if you'd like to be a part of the Irreverent Warrior second annual sand volleyball tournament, they've got that going on tomorrow at Spike's Beach Bar and Grill. Get your team together. If you haven't yet, you can throw one together real quick for the Memorial Day weekend. That'd be awesome. And come join us and help out Irreverent Warriors. That's, again, Spike's Beach Bar and Grill. The details on our Facebook page at KX969. Also this weekend, it does pay to take photos of where you're at, because we've got a chance to see Eric Church live with our Hell of a View photo contest. So for more on the weekend, it's going to be up on our Facebook page, KX969, about 10 o'clock today. So prepare yourself and then get ready, because we're going to ask you to take a picture and give us the best view you have whatever it may be. If you're looking out upon a lake, or you're like unfortunately, we did have one listener, Jillian, who is replacing fence and flooring for her goats this weekend. Whatever your view may be, it's a hell of a view. And we want you to win Eric Church tickets to see him at Pinnacle Bank Arena coming up at the beginning of the new year. So, the details will be on Facebook this morning around 10 a.m. for your chance to win your way to see Eric Church live. Just all kinds of tickets for you from us here at Kix. We want to hook you up with every single concert that we can as we get rolling back.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
The Free Fun Friday continues with Jungle John live at the zoo with his new friends, and we've got tickets to this guy.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
The Skittles is drawing my hot body.
We are lucky enough to have one of the best zoos in the nation and one of the funniest zookeepers as well. As Jungle John is live with us every Friday on Facebook Live. And if you missed the beginning of it, yes, his tongue did come out and he did flick it around a little bit. You're ridiculous.
I'm no Gene Simmons, however.
No, that guy has an impressive tongue, that's for sure. And so do the animals behind you.
There you go, JP. Now, we're talking tongues. We're talking serious tongues with these guys right here. Oh, these guys have one of the longest tongues in the animal kingdom. These are our great Tower of Giraffes here at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. And boy, the tower is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I was looking at it and I'm like, wait a second. There is way more than three giraffes in the enclosure. You snuck some giraffes in?
We did. We really did. We brought them in under the guise of darkness a couple of weeks ago. We actually slipped a couple of giraffes into Lincoln. Can you believe that?
How did you do that? I mean, they're big. They don't just like, you're going to see that coming down the street.
Zookeepers are very, very tricky people.
Apparently.
Yeah. So we added Zawadi and Ruby to our tower. So now we have Joey and five females here at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they range in age. The girls are 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, and 4. Joey's just turning 5. So we just got this great, great group of giraffes here at the zoo for the kids to meet and feed every day here at the zoo.
That's the best part about the giraffe enclosure is you get to go in and you can actually feed the giraffes. I remember doing that back when Lauren was still on the show and having these massive animals in their heads right there by yours as they're taking food right out of your hands.
They love to do it. My hands are full of holding the computer screen right now, so I can't feed them. But you can see how close they are, how much they just love to see the people here. And so it's being cold at night, so we're keeping them in because we want to make sure they stay inside nice and warm because they are from Africa. But Zawadi and Ruby are settling really, really well. Ruby is a small one. She's just 2 years old, and her buddy is Joey, and Joey is about 16 feet tall now.
Oh, Joey's taking care of her.
Joey's the big boy, and he takes real good care. There's Joey there in the middle.
Right there.
Okay. Kind of overseeing everybody. You can see little Ruby walking around them.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
They are amazing. You know, the Lincoln Children's Zoo has one of the best giraffe facilities in the entire country. We built the best. We built a phenomenal place with heated floors and rubberized floors and great heat and air conditioning. And because of that, we now have a male giraffe and five females, and the goal is baby giraffes.
Okay, now you're going. Now you're hitting it out of the park. I'm sure.
Exactly. No, so we want Joey to be Joey. Okay.
Yeah. And go up to him and say how you doing?
You know, he's kind of a teenager now, so he's kind of starting to get a little frisky. So, but the giraffes are all doing great. They want to see the guests, and you know what? Oh, who's coming up here to say hi?
To say hello right on camera on Facebook Live.
Right on camera. Here we go.
Like right and, there. Oh my God!
Hey, beautiful. Oh,
they're just so majestic looking.
That's a great word. They are absolutely majestic, JP. And you know, the zoo is open every day now, 10 to 5, Wednesdays till 8 o'clock, and no ticket. You don't have to buy your ticket in advance anymore.
Get your membership
into the zoo. Get your ticket anytime. Best deal in town is get your zoo membership. Absolutely. For the average family, two visits to the zoo pays for your zoo membership. You get free admission 365 days a year. So get your zoo membership at lincolnzoo.org. You can get it when you come to the zoo or get it ahead of time. Just walk in the gates. It's the best bargain in town, especially on Memorial Day weekend.
For sure. I'm sure you're going to see a lot of people out there this weekend and come and checking out the brand new giraffes. It's impressive. It really is.
And there's going to be more things coming this year, too. It's a great year. We're getting past pandemic, and the animals are anxious to see all of our guests.
Well, thank you, Jungle John.
Thanks a lot, JP. I'll see you at the zoo.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar. And it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep, down at the end looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kinda went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year. And asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bunny. Taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa. Been right there as our time got small. And holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you start to cry when she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love and drank it up. Cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Springtime. Kicks 96.9.